passage. Here goes. One verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The Apostle Paul is going through all of the trials that he's gone through. And he is, you know, three times I was beaten with rods. Five different times the Jews gave me 39 lashes. That's with a flog. Pieces of stone and glass on the end of a whip will hit your back. And they go into your flesh. And then when you pull back, there's a ripping. So five different times he had 39 lashes. Three times beaten with rods. Once I was stoned with rocks. Three times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled many weary miles. I have faced danger from flooded rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced dangers in the cities, in the deserts, and on the stormy seas. It sounds like a Winston Churchill speech. We'll fight them on the land, we'll fight them on the sea. Okay, he's been so persecuted. And I have faced danger from men who claim to be Christians, but are not. And folks, we could make our own list for Pam and Bruce, and I'm sure they could say, yep, all these different trials they've been through. I have lived with weariness and pain and sleepless nights. Often I have been hungry and thirsty and have gone without food. Often I have shivered with cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. But listen to verse 28, and the only point I'm making regarding Pam and Bruce here today. Then besides all this, I have the daily burden of how the churches are getting along. And verse 29 says, who is weak without my feeling that weakness? Who is led astray and I do not burn with anger? So the pastor's heart that is evident in Pastor Bruce and in his wife Pam is their concern for their flock. And folks, why would they suffer? They would suffer because they love Jesus, and they suffer because they love you. Remember what Jesus said when that person asked him, how do you summarize the whole law? Jesus said, love me, love your neighbor. Guys, you have done that so much, so well, for so long. We love you. Thank you so much for loving us and being patient with us. Thank you for protecting us and being that protective covering. You have been a protective covering for us. I praise God for the privilege of serving alongside you both. And we want to say thank you. I want to say thank you on behalf of myself and on behalf of the whole congregation. I'm going to sing a song I wrote back in high school. It's called The Mountain Song. And you guys were saying, yeah, Paul, can't you just leave it there? Do you have to sing and wreck it? And I'm just really... This is a song I wrote. When I was 16, I went to Christian Service Brigade Camp in Varysburg, New York. It's sort of close to Rochester and Buffalo, only in the middle of no place, kind of like Houghton College. And close to, I guess, Attica. Attica's not such a nice place for famous things. But anyways, we would go into Warsaw and do our laundry every week. I made $7 a week as a counselor, okay, $1 a day. And then I still had to, like, do my own laundry on the weekend. So you'd spend a couple bucks doing laundry, buy a pack of Oreos, and then you had enough to actually get a movie ticket. So I can remember those were some tough times, too, because only one theater, one movie. And Saturday afternoon, one week, was The Muppets Take Manhattan. We're teenage guys working with, you know, boys all summer. We just wanted a movie with a pretty girl in it so bad, you know. We're like, Muppet Sting, Miss Piggy. Oh, right, great. All right, so, but that was God's way of just saying, hey, stay on task and keep discipling others. And it was a great time of being in the Word, discipling others. After 6 weeks of just nonstop doing that, I didn't go home at all. I just stayed right at the camp for 6 weeks. I really felt like, man, the Lord was getting a hold of me, and I was just really enjoying the time, you know, growing up in the Lord. Well, after 6 weeks of that, my parents picked me up, and we went to Jamestown, New York. There's a little Baptist Church in Ellery Center. It's very much the size of this current church right here. And there was a wonderful pastor there preaching the gospel. And he, in his sermon that I heard after that 6 weeks, we were just there for a vacation and then headed back to Syracuse. He said, we're showcases of God's love. We are showcases of God's power. We need to, our lives need to showcase God to the world. And so that phrase stuck in my head. I also had had some friends go out west to the beautiful, where Howard's going in November, beautiful Rocky Mountains, and they sent me a postcard. They were on a missions trip, and they sent me a postcard. So I got home after 6 weeks at summer camp, just immersed in God's word and serving him just in a really kind of electric atmosphere. And then this pastor's service where he said, you know, we're all showcases of God's love. And then looking at this postcard of the beautiful Rocky Mountains, I ended up coming up with this song. And I think the Lord just helped me write it so I could sing it for him. But Pam Bruce, this is dedicated to you. That's why I'm trying to sing it anyways. And we'll see how it goes here. I'm standing on God's mountain. I see the whole world in his hands. I see the mighty oceans and all the world's great lands. I hear God's voice echoing. The echo comes to me saying, come climb the mountains. Let your heart be free. Look at their beauty, their purple majesty. Come climb the mountains, let your heart be free. God said, these are my mountains, they glorify me. But there are also valleys between the mountains grand. There could be no mountains without the level land. And that's the way our lives are. We have our ups and downs. And when we're in our valleys, then we know that God's around. He is our guide in life. He helps us on our way. If you listen closely, friends, you can hear him say, come climb the mountains, won't you come and see? Look at their beauty, their purple majesty. Come climb the mountains, let your heart be free. God said, these are my mountains, they glorify me. You know, my friends, as Christians, that's the way we all should be. We should be like mountains that shine majestically. We are a showcase of our God in heaven above. Witness of his power and disciples of his love. So study to show thyself approved before our Lord. The Christian life's a long, hard race, but think of the rewards. Now listen to the Lord saying, come climb the mountains. Won't you come and see? Look at their beauty, their purple majesty. Come be a mountain, let your heart be free. God said, these are my mountains, they glorify me. Then God will say, And I just want to read a passage. I know that you guys would want to say something, but I just want to close with the word. And this is, and then you can say whatever you want after, but just this is the Apostle Paul writing, this man who loves his children the way Pastor Bruce loves us. As for us, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 through 17. As for us, we always thank God for you. Can you picture Pam and Bruce just having a time of prayer and praying for you? Dear brothers and sisters loved by the Lord, we are thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy and by your belief in the truth. He called you to salvation when we told you the good news. Now you can share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. With all these things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong grip on everything we taught you, both in person and by letter, and I would say by example. May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us and in his special favor gave us everlasting comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and give you strength in every good thing you do and say. And I want to just say a closing prayer, and I want to say a special prayer for Chris Bohall. And if you wouldn't mind, just pray with me. Dear Lord, be glorified in our midst. We thank you for this service when we could honor Pam and Bruce. And I just am a little bit in awe, really, of how much they've accomplished for you and their talents. And thank you, Father, for letting us have this this special, wonderful family, this whole family that's been here with us to minister. We just praise you for that. We praise you, Lord, for your constant faith, your abiding care, Lord. Psalm 68 says each day, it says, praise the Lord. Each day he carries us in his arms. Lord, we praise you. And Lord, I just pray right now for Chris Bohall that, Lord, I just want him to just crawl up in your arms. Lord, help him just to rest. Let you carry him. Lord, I absolutely know you're going to take care of his family in this crisis and be with them and give them peace and stillness of heart. Lord, we ask for absolute healing. And Lord, that's all we can do is ask. We know you give good gifts. You give good, good gifts. And we are just so aware of your ability to heal him right now in this very moment. And yet we understand in your eternal realm and perspective of things, you also have other ways of working sometimes that we don't always understand. But Lord, we trust you. We know you're good. We love you. We trust you. And we just place Chris in your very capable hands for healing right now. And Lord, we thank you for, again, this wonderful day. And Lord, in the midst of having just a great time with Pam and Bruce, we just want to just once again, Father, just declare our hallelujahs to you for all your blessings to us. In Jesus' precious name. Yep, Don. Go ahead. No.
I wanted to say a couple things. First, go back to an ad in the newspaper 15 years ago. We were looking for a church, and that ad said, come listen to a meteor message at the 18 IER. I had no idea what that meant, but and I think one of the things that I remember one of the first messages.
Can you lead us?
One more thing.
Oh, yeah. Bill. Oh, sorry.
Many times when I was right.
All right, now you made her cry. Can you lead us, Pam? Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. We do have a celebration cake out here and some punch. Please exercise caution, I guess. We don't want to break any rules too badly about sanitation, but we have a